Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. P'siyata Dishmaya, it's Mamish Gevaldik, what we've been zeichet to learn thus far. This is the third Shiur, and the topic of the Pasuk, Losia Acheri Rabim Lerois, Loisana Aliv Lentois, Acheri Rabim Lehatois. In the first shiur, we presented a series of kashas. In the second shiur, we laid down the yesod, and that is the yesod of Hagaon Moreinu Rabbeinu, Reb Shimon Shkop Zatzal, who says that rov is not hachroas hametzius, but rather rov is hachroas meise. In other words, rov isn't really happy. You don't say, oh, because this is the majority. The majority points in this direction. Similarly, we know that's what happened. No, we don't know. We don't know. What do we know? We know that there's a majority, that's what you follow. And we're told that if it's Lara, if you have judges that are going Lara, you need a majority of two. I'll tell you about a majority of one. Umeata. Hashem Nachum Mamshichim. Shuv. Al pi divrei moreinu v'rabeinu. Me'or einenu. Lishmo l'zichrot ha'avat kol nefesh. That's exactly, in other words, Reb Shimon's Yisod stimmt gewaldig with the Pashtus HaPasuk. The Pasuk opens up, Lo siach rabim l'rois dehainu. She'en harov poel betihiye. Anachnu she'alnu ala diyuk papasuk. She'katuv papasuk called him lo siyeh achre rabim lerois. And then it says achre rabim lahatlos without a siyeh. So what's this special siyeh? Lama ze nechnas ba'atchilat ha'pasuk v'lo b'sofo. She'patach ha'pasuk lo tihiyeh achre rabim lera'ot. Dahainu. She'en harov poel betihiyeh. Lo tihiye achrei rabim laraot. Harov doesn't impact the sihiye, the metzius, to tell you that that's what the metzius is. If that were the metzius, she'az kanal v'day yesh te'lech achar rov gam laraot. If the rov would tell you the metzius, then you're going to follow the rov even laraot, like we said in the previous shir. If rov is telling you metzias, you can't distinguish between a rov of one and a rov of two. We say you only follow the rov if it's lera, not letova. Say there, it's lera and it's not letova. But why can't you follow the rov? If the rov tells you metzias, even a metzias of one should be enough, even lera. So the answer is, we said, no, it's not telling you the metzias. So therefore you can say, it's telling you hachor lemaisa, what to do practically. So I could tell you practically, only follow if you have a rov of two, and not if you have a rov of one when you're talking about incriminating somebody. That the pasuk is saying that the rov isn't poil b'siyeh in what actually was, and the metzias itself to tell you that's what the metzias was, and you would definitely follow the rov l'ros. Ela she'ein ze mahalach harov, v'lachein einu poel l'ra'ot. That's not the mahalach of the rov. And therefore the rov is not poel l'ro'os. The rov lo siye achrei rabim l'ro'os. The rov isn't telling you what happened. And therefore, since there's not a siye, it's not telling you what happened. Therefore, don't follow the rov l'ro'os. If you only have a rov of one, you can't follow it in order to incriminate an individual. Ela she'al ze k'tiv, she'af al pi she'enu poel et ha'avaya v'hatihye. So even though the rov isn't poel, what is? Nevertheless, harei akati yesh no din shel acharei rabim lehatot. But there's still a din of acharei rabim lehatos, which means that indeed, she'omnam ein kan hachra'a al hatihye shel hadavar, even though there's no hachra on what actually was, and therefore it's not poel, it doesn't act l'rois for the person's detriment to incriminate the person, But there is a din as far as your practical behavior. Shehu, sheyesh lintot, achre harov ba'asiya, v'gam b'lira'ot. V'kevan shebevaday lo bayi hakrai, rak legalot lanu et ha'malach ha'sichli shel rov, elo vaday hu kamash malan, lagabe lemaise al harov b'lira'ot. There is a din of anhaga lemaise of what to do practically, and that is you should incline yourself after the majority, even when it is to the person's detriment. And the pasuk is not just telling you the idea behind the rov, the pasuk is telling you it's not establishing a metzias, but rather a lemaisa. But it's also telling you what to do lemaisa. And therefore what it's telling you is shayidei zeh shein harov poel b'tiyeh, since the rov isn't poel in the tiyeh. Elarak b'lahatos, in other words, how does the rov work? Acharei rabim lahatos. The rov works to tell you that you should lean in the direction, you should incline in the direction, you should follow the rov, not siyeh. That's why at the beginning of the pasuk it says, lo siyeh acharei rabim lahatos. Don't follow, it's not telling you the siyeh, it's not telling you what was. And therefore you don't go after the rabim lahatos. When it's coming to incriminate somebody, you don't just follow a rov of one. What? Yes, acharei rabim lahatos. Rather, you should follow the rabim. You should incline towards the rabim. Acharei af al pisha kol panim mahani b'zeh harov shel lahatot, aval ein zeh oto rov she'amor lo lepoel al harov b'tihiyeh. So yeah, you should follow the rov. But it's not the same type of following the rov as it is if it was a tiyah. If it was a tiyah, you'd follow even a rov of one. But since it's not a siyah, it's rather a lahatos, that's where you're going. You're going in that direction. You're inclining in that direction. But that does not mean that that's what actually happened. That's just telling you the maisa what to do. The maisa achrei rabim lahatos. The maisa you follow the rov. So it's not a siyah, but it's telling you what to do the maisa. And what do you do lemaisa? Aval ein zeh oto rov she'amor lo lepoel al harov b'tiyeh she'kanal. As ba'akor chavei mahani kol rov shehu. If it was a tiyeh, any rov would help. So therefore we learn, and that's what we saw in the previous shiur, gevaldik, from the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, in the Mechilta, in Mishpatim, Tosefta's 3-4. That what's the makor that you're mate al pishnayim that we say by dinei nefashos? Because we learn from Eidim. Just like by Eidim, you're mate with two, so too by Dayonim, you're mate with two. That's what it means, acharei rabim lahatos. When you're mate with Dayonim, you're mate al pi two, just like by Eidim. Al ze shapir yafin al kanal me Eidim, ma'u amispar debay lachtoch et adin rabbi Dayonim. So it's mamish pshuto shel mikra. There's a not a siyah, lo siyah choram l'rosi. You don't have a siyah when it comes to the rabbin. But rather, what do you have? You have a hatoya. It's telling you what to do l'maisa. So what do l'maisa? You follow the two, not the one. In other words, that's pashtus in the pasuk. When you're dealing with rose, lo siyah choram rabbin l'rosi. Rather, what acharav lahatos? You follow the two. You do hataya al pi two. Just like by Eidim, the hataya is al pi two. So to hear the hataya of the rabbim is al pi two. You need two, not one. So it's mamish mevur bepashte dekra. This you saw. Lo siyah rabbim, so the tzias isn't al pi rov. Because there's no siyah. Elamai al pi achrei rabim lahatos, but you still have to follow the rov. So how do you do that if that's it's not the metzias? The answer is learn from Eidim. By Eidim it's based on two. So to hear you need a majority of two. V'shapir mevura adavar lahedya b'pshuto shel mikra. Mevura nami. Eich matim hadavarim pashtei dekra shekatav Rashi kanal. Le'inyan she'im ra'ita resha'im matin mishpat. Lo tomar ro'el v'rabim hem. Hineni notei achreihem. ומשום שום היה הרוב מכריע במציאות, הרי כיוון שלאדם בשכלו הקטן אין הבנה וידיעה מוחלטת בדברים, הרי גם אם יודע אדם שהרוב רשעים הם במשפט, אבל כיוון שיש לנקות שישנה האמת אצל הרוב, הרי יש לו לומר לעצמו שטועה הוא ואמת הוא כהרוב. זה כל כך נפלא, רבותיי, שאין מילים. דהיינו, what does Rashi say? Rashi says the pashtus of the pasuk is that if you see Rishoyim being matter the mishpat, if you see Rishoyim distorting the din, don't say, since there's so many of them, I am going to follow them. Don't say such a thing. Why would you have a havamina that if you see the Rishoyim distorting the din, that you're going to follow them? Why would you do something so dastardly? The Rishoyim are twisting their distorting judgment, and you're going to follow them? The answer is as follows, and this stems beautifully, this fits beautifully, dovetails with what we're saying. That if the Rov was Machria the Metzius, if it was telling you what absolute reality was, so since man, in his very, very limited intellectual, with his very limited intellectual capacities, has no understanding, absolute understanding, about what actually happened. So even if he knows that the Rov are Rishayim B'Mishpat, even if he thinks, it appears to him, that the majority are really acting in an evil way by judging a certain way. But wait, if he's going to assume that a Rov is telling us reality, he's assuming that Rov, the judge might assume, that Rov is telling us objective reality, and not on Hagel HaMaisa, what to do practically, but it's telling us objective reality. And therefore, who's making the mistake? He's going to say, must be I'm making the mistake. Listen, I see these other guys. They have long beards. They have very hush of round hats. They're wearing fracks. They went to the best yeshivas. And they're all learning pshat a certain way. They're learning a certain din. So it must be that they're right. So listen, it looks to me that they're a counterfeit. They're imposters. That I shouldn't follow them. And they're rishayim. Yesh kazeh davar. He looks good. He wears a nice long frock and he's got a beard. Everything is gevaldik, he's payas. But chas v'shalom, it's not the majority. But yesh, there's a metzias in the world that a person looks very frum and he's really not. Correct? We all know that. So he's going to say, it must be that these guys are telling the truth. And it's amu mius off. It looks like they're rishayim, but how do I know? I have limited intellectual capacity. They must be right. I'm the one making the mistake. So that's why the pasuk says, no. Sherov eino poel klal b'tiyesh al hadvarim. The rov never tells us what happened. Ela mahani harov ra kishyashnam shnei tzadim. Ve'ein yadu leichan lentot. You know when a rov helps us? They're two tzadim, and we don't know which side to follow. So what do? Shesh lo lentot achar harov. There we follow the majority. Avo kol sheyodea hu sheacherim rishayim. But if you know that the other people are evil and they're danim shelo kedin and they're judging against the proper judgment, ein kan klal inyan l'rov ve'ein lo lelech acharav. So there's no inyan of rov here. And you're not supposed to follow them. Why are you not supposed to follow them? Because they're rishayim. If they're telling you the reality, but say that. Maybe they know what happened and I didn't. But that's not what a rov does. A rov just tells you that if you have a suffix, go with the rov and not with the miut. But you know that, but you in your mind, you know that they're not, that they're wrong. They're judging shelo kedin. There's no union of rov. You only follow the rov when you're not sure if they're too studded. And fear, in your mind, they're not even too studded. Here, you see the truth in one way. There's no other tzad. Since there's no other tzad, so you definitely shouldn't follow them. So So that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Vinimtsa. Shachen, Mayri Pashte Dikra Lo Marta Yisod. Shekanal Mizeh Ba'ad Rasha. Ve'alav Deoraita Shekatav HaRamba. Shel I Hachra Al Ra'al Pi Echad. So therefore, that's Pashtus of the Posuk. Why you don't follow the Rov if there's a majority of one. What's the Pasuk telling us? The Pasuk is telling us, don't follow a majority of one. And that works beautifully with Rashi, who says that don't follow the Rishai. Because when you're saying don't follow a majority of one, what you're saying is they're not telling you absolute truth. They're not telling you objective truth. They're telling you objective truth, and you'd follow a majority of one. If a Rov tells you objective truth, there's no difference between one and two. They're obviously not telling you an objective truth. Rather, it's Hatoya. If you're Mesupik, you go with the Rov and not with the Miut. But if in your mind you're not Mesupik at all, there's no Suffolk here. So Mamela, you can't follow them. You shouldn't follow them. And that's why Rashi says that's Pshat in the Pasuk. That if you see Rishayim who are Matim Mishpat, so Ana Laman Hashem, don't follow them. And that's Pshuto Shel Mikra according to Rashi. V'ani omer li ashvo lo fanav ki pshuto kach pitrono. This is Pshat in the Pasuk, lo siach rabim la ros. In Raisa Rishai mate mishpa, don't say since they're rabim I'm going to follow them. No. Why not? Lo siach rabim la ros, because they're not saying a siya. Because they're not telling you what is. They're telling you reality, so then the absolute emes. So now you're looking for the emes. So assume that they're right and you're wrong, maybe. But no, they're not telling you any emes. It's just a hatoya. Achrei rabim lahatos, you're noita after the rabim. For you, there's no reason to be noita after them because you know it's not true. You only noita if you have tutstadim here. You don't have tutstadim. And normally, you don't follow one. So this stems beautifully with the passage of the pasuk, and with this, we can explain what it says in the medrash. In vayikra rabo, parasha dalet oisivov. Amar Rabbi Elosha, Goy Echad Shalas Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So there's a certain Goy, Erot Gefrek Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha question. Ksiv B'Sayrasrem Acharei Rabim Lahatos. It says in your Torah, Acharei Rabim Lahatos. V'anu Merubim Mikem, Ipnei Mayin Atem Mashem Imanu B'Avoy Dezara. So this Goy says, listen, we're the Rov, Acharei Rabim Lahatos. So you should follow us, right? We have in the world today, you know, 2 billion Muslims, 1 billion Christians. And how many Jews are there? Jews are the margin of error in the Chinese census. I once read that. There's so few of us. So how do we know we're right? So that's what the guy was saying. The guy was saying to Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha, we're Merubim. Why don't you follow your own Torah? Rabim Lahatos. So he says, Amar lo yesh lecha banim, you have children. Amrlo his kartani tzarasi. You reminded me of my tzar. He says, why? So the guy says, because I have a lot of children, and when they sit at my table, he blesses his God, and then they pop each, knock each other upside the head. They smash each other in the brain. There's a whole brawl that breaks out. So he says, umashvata imaim, you follow them? He says, no. He says, listen, you're telling us to follow you. You go take care of your own children. And the guy left. So that was his response. So the Talmidim said, "Listen, Rebbe, lazed achisa b'kana ratzutz." So here you didn't give him a very strong answer. You gave him a straw man. Well, not even a straw man, but that's a kana ratzutz, that type of idea. That you just knocked him off with nothing of real substance. Lanu mata meshiv. So what are you going to answer us? We want a real answer. Why don't we follow the Rov? Amalei be'esav k'siv sheish nefashis. K'siv bo nefashis harbe. V'ch'siv v'yikach esav es nashav es banav es benoiz es kol nashis besav. V'yankiv shivim nefesh. K'siv bei nefesh achas. So be'esav, it says a lot of nefashis. There are only six, but it says, you know, lots. And by Yaakov, it says one nefesh, even though there's 70. So the answer is, Esav, Shuavi, Nifnalos, Harbe, Esav has a lot of gods. It says, Nefashis, Harbe. is a lot. But Yaakov, who follows one God, it only says nefesh achas, we call nefesh. So Namela, somehow from this we get that we follow God and we don't follow the guy. We don't do achrei rabim lahatos. As matzeh kashul, kilo. Ish baya po achrei rabim lahatos. As matzeh kashul la, it says nefesh, it says nefashos. Manyan po. That's one kasha. Another kasha is that it's lehedging the pasuk lo siach rabim laros. Laros, there's no rov. So how are we going to follow the rov for laros for avodah zarah? So the question doesn't even start. We follow the rov for avodah zarah? There's no rov. We're dealing with avodah zarah. Since we're dealing with avodah zarah, so who cares about rov? It's laros. It's for evil. So you don't follow avodah zarah for the evil. So that's the kasha. So based on what we explain, those are the kashas. What does the nefesh achas and nefashas harbi have to do with achor ab mahatos? And also says losi achor ab meros and following avodah zarah is laros. As lefi dvareinu, afshar lomar sheyesod hatirutz hu she'ein rov omer et hametziut. Rov doesn't tell us the metzius. El rak matehu et mechapes ha'achra'a bein beit drachim leichan yelech. V'lechen, mi sheberur lo hadavar, הרי ללך בדרך אחרת אין זו הטעיה שרק בזה כוחו של הרוב. הרי יש כאן הלוך על המוקים אחר שאינו עניין כלל לרוב. You're making a big mistake over here. Rov doesn't mean, not you. Rov doesn't mean that this is the Metzius. It just leads you and it points you in the right direction when you're trying to decide between two different possibilities where you should go. But if it's clear to you, then you don't have two tzedakim. But then you're not going to follow the Rov. So by the going, there are a lot of gods. And there's a tzad suffik on every god. So therefore, maybe follow the rov. Maybe follow rov gods. But by us, there's only one god. There's no one else that we should be machriya. There aren't two tzadim here. And that's why people sometimes don't like debating. You debate a believer and an atheist. Today they call them creationists. Really makes it, is a very bad taste in my mouth. The creation's like, oh. You're this group of people who believe in creation. You believe the world didn't create itself. So for us, it's we're willing to die for that God created the world. That's the essence of our lives. So you debate. So you're showing there are two tzadim. There's our tzad and there's their tzad. And we just think our tzad is better. You have to be machuya like our tzad. You debate a believer against an atheist or a Jew against a Christian. Or reform a conservative against orthodox. All of these things are abgefragt because we don't believe they're too tzadim. There's not even a tzad like that. When a rav decides a shaila, he doesn't say, oh, it's a sveik, sveika. Maybe it's mutter, and even if it's not, maybe there's no God. Chas v'shalom. There's not a tzad like that. There's not, no tzad. There's no other tzad. Oh, there's one God, and that's it. They're not too tzadim. And maybe there's no achrei rabim lahatos. אבל לנו, הרי יש רק אלוקאי אחד ואין באותו. הרי אין כאן אחר שנאמר שיחריע הרוב בספק שבין שניהם. לכן אינו עניין לאחרי רבים לעתות. ואם כן, הרי כל זה ישנו רק לבטל התירוץ. תירוץ זה המבאר את עניין הרוב ויסודו. ואם לא כן, הרי גם אין מקום למה שכתוב לא תהיה אחרי רבים לרעות. וכנר שאם יש ברוב את אחרת המציאות, לא שייך לרעה מלטובה. כיוון שהתשובה של רבי ישוע בן כרח לבאר את הדבר ולא לקבוע בנהגתם שלא יהיה בטוחה, אז לעבודה זברה חס ושלום שכמה וכמה מסורים יש לזה בתורתנו הקדושה, אז זה פשיט אינם מייקד לא תהיה אחרי מרבות שלא יכולה אחרי הרוב. הרי ישנו הביור רק בדבריו הנער, שכנדבר בהם מבואר יסוד עניין הרוב, שלכן אין מקום להלך אחר הרוב בחי גבנו, משום אחי זה מה שנה להם רבי ישוע בן כרחה. אז רבי ישוע בן כרחה really has to be saying, as he's explaining to them how rov works. That Rov is saying that you're mate, you have two tzadim and you're mate. But we don't have two tzadim. That's what he was saying. Nefesh, nefashas. We're one nefesh, we have one God. El Esav, shuoved lalos harbe, it says nefashas harbe. Yaakov is one God. It says nefesh achas. And therefore what? And therefore, We're not going to follow the rov because the rov is meaningless to us. Because there aren't two tzedim here. So since there aren't two tzedim, of course we're not going to follow this. He's not telling them not to be Ovid Zar. That's pshita sheva pshita. There is surim in the Torah against Ovid Zar. He's telling them that rov isn't kovei metzias. Rov is that you're, it's that you're following. When you have two sides, you follow one side and not the rov tells you to follow one side and not the other. Because if there were two sides, lo siachar rabim laros. If there were two sides, how can it say then not to follow the rabim? If rov is kovea the emes, then why wouldn't you follow the rov the ra? You don't follow rov of one the ra, so it must be it's not kovea the emes. It's rather a hanhaga. It's hanhaga telling you to follow. If you have two tzedim, it's telling you to follow one side and not the other. And if it's the ra, then it's going to be two against if you need a rov of two. So he's essentially telling, he's telling Lam Shazach, it's in the asserting in our rov. That they're two tzedim, but we're saying we have only one God, there's only one side. And Mamil, that answers the question. Why don't we file their rov? Because it's not relevant over here, their rov. A rov is only relevant if there are two sides. Here there's only one side. We have one God and there's only one side. So that's Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha's answer. So Hadvara Mamish Meira Inaim Umisam Chilev. Baruch Hashem. Amazing. Mamish amazing. And Rabbi, I hope you believe me when I tell you שיש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לדבר. הדברים עד עכשיו, זה היה השיעור השלישי במספר, ראינו נפלאות, והדברים היו מהירים כספירים, זקים ובהירים, ובעזרת השם יישארו עמנו, אנחנו נמשיך ונבאר עוד ועוד, והדברים יהיו שמחים בעזרת השם. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום. בלי נדר נמשיך.